Good morning. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, for an inspiration from the Word of God, I would like to read one verse from Acts chapter 15, verse 17. I'll start at 16. After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. And I want to focus on that one word, that the residue of men. That word residue actually means leftovers. Leftovers. You know, when you have a meal and you have leftovers, you know, some people really don't care for leftovers, but, you know, God really cares for leftovers. It says that the residue of men, this word actually means leftovers. If we jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Why? Verse 29, "that no flesh should glory in his presence." You know, God is not does not call the mighty, does not call the noble, does not call the wise, but he chooses the things, base things of the world, things which are despised, and the weak things. These are the ones that God calls down and outers. You know, many people, you know, do not come to Christ because they have a position, because they are wise, because they are noble, because they are mighty. And we have an example in John chapter 7 here. This is where the Pharisees sent the officers to go arrest Jesus, and they ended up listening to Jesus, and they never laid their hands on him. And then they came back to the Pharisees in verse 45 of John chapter 7. "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived?" Verse 48 is what I want to get to. And then they ask the question, "Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him?" You know, they had a position. They were noble. They were mighty men. And they were wise men. And, you know, they said, "Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him?" No, they didn't, because they were wise in their own eyes. You know, and God does not choose men and women who are not willing to lay down their reputation. He does not, he doesn't call men when they are able to glory in their flesh. You know, verse 29 says that no flesh should glory in his presence. And our scripture there in Acts chapter 15, verse 16 mentioned David. And when David was on the run, running away from Saul and hiding in the caves, he had many men join him. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, it says, "David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And look who else joined him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men." You know, that's a picture of what I'm trying to say here this morning from the Word of God. You know, everyone, that these were the leftovers that came to David, and he became a captain to them. And it's the same way today. If you're down, discouraged, discontented, in debt, you have a debt of sin you cannot pay, come to Jesus Christ, and he will be a captain over you. It says he will not reject any, in no wise cast anyone out that truly comes to him. And we jump over to 1 Samuel chapter 23, and we see what these leftover men became for David. Now it doesn't call them discontented or in debt. It calls them the mighty men of David. Verse 8 of 2 Samuel 23, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. And then I'm not going to go in and read all the names of these mighty men, but they were the leftovers. And they came to David, and he became their captain, and he turned them into mighty men. And so if you feel despised and rejected today, Jesus Christ is waiting to become your captain, the captain of your salvation, and make you a mighty man of God for him. You know, our scripture says in Acts there, the residue, the leftovers, are the ones that Jesus Christ is seeking. And those are the ones he can raise up to serve him, to worship him in truth and spirit, because they realize they are leftovers. They're not going to glory in their flesh. You know, as 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29 says, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know, God's not going to accept men who are able, who are mighty and noble and wise, who are going to be able to glory in their flesh, but he's going to accept the leftovers. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.